You may have the best intentions and work with the knowledge you have, but without the right tools, you can't be as effective or successful. When you don't have the right tools, you limit your ability to gain new information. So let's help you get the right tools with more knowledge on person-centered practices, the relevance behind this movement, and stories and examples of some of the great things you can do as you use person-centered practices in the way you run your business. As a leader in your person-centered organization, you have so many decisions to make and things to do each and every day. These decisions can range from small operational changes to big changes in how you do your day-to-day work. All of these decisions have the ability to impact the people you support and the quality of the services you provide. Let's hear from Jen as she shares an example of some of the decisions that she is involved in.